Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time for the newsroom temperature check, brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Kevin?
I think Steve should go first.
Oh, he's got a good one?
No.
Kevin's not ready.
Kevin just started to look.
Okay, I have mine. Sorry, I had to get organized in here. So we obviously have had our fair share of storms here in the Chicago area, but parts of Texas still recovering from Hurricane, is it Beryl? Am I saying that correct?
Beryl. Most people are saying Beryl, but I said Beryl too.
Well, knocked out power for over 2.2 million people last week. So some took to social media to follow along where the power outages were, and somebody said you can use the Whataburger app. Lisa, you lived in Texas, right?
Yeah, they're everywhere, and I really don't like Whataburger, but you can count on one being in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I've had one. They're all right, but some people are posting on social media. If you go to the Whataburger app, it would show which Whataburgers were open. If the Whataburger logo was orange, it meant it was open. If it was gray, it meant it was closed. So people were going to the app to see where some of the power outages were. And I think Whataburger even had a little kind of made a joke on social media, but people were following along where power outages was based off the Whataburger app.
That's cool. What's your story, Steve?
Well, the world's first ever green dinosaur fossil is going to go on display in Los Angeles County this fall. How about that?
I don't know what a green... What's a green dinosaur fossil?
Well, it's a fossil that's green, Lisa.
Yeah.
Most fossils are brown or they're black, but this one is called Natalie. How old is it? It's 150 million years old during the late Jurassic era. It's older than a T-Rex, and it's green because of the mineral saladinite, not sure how to say that, but anyway, that comes from volcanic and hypothermal conditions, usually that eats up bones. Destroys them, but in this case, it somehow preserves them, and so it's an actual green fossil that they're going to put on display, the world's only.
That's cool. Mary, what's your story?
I know, Steve, you're very upset about the piping plovers, right?
Sad, yeah.
Yeah, I know. They keep passing away at Montrose Beach. Well, there's something new you can look at, new animals to be obsessed about at the Shedd Aquarium, the rockhopper penguin chicks.
Rockhoppers.
I don't know what that is. It's just a penguin, right?
Yeah.
Well, they have them there now, and they're being raised by their biological parents, Bosco and Tussock, and they're in the polar play zone. So, Steve, go check them out. They will make you smile.
Okay.
Except the chicks are fed through regurgitation from their parents.
Oh, we used to do that with our kids.
All birds are, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought they just had worms.
No, they eat
it,
and then
worms.
They spit it in their mouth.
Ugh. Even penguins? And I thought they were so cute.
They are cute, and they're light as a feather, which is so weird. I actually got to pick one up one time, and I'm like, oh, this is so light. It's odd. And Kevin, somebody said you can use the Waffle House as a guide to where power is back on after a storm as well. I guess in Chicago, what would it be around here? It'd have to be like a beef shop. A shop or something, right?
Or a dispensary.
Or a pizza joint.
Portillo's.
Yeah, maybe that's it. All right. Northwestern Newsroom. That's where Steve is right now. He has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.